Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to Not Your Average Joe, the podcast that'll make anyone a little less average. I'm your host, Joe Franco, and today is day 21. Three official weeks of writing every single day, podcasting basically every single day, and I am shocked. I'm in awe, which is my word of the year. Are you living in your word of the year? I hope so. Before we get into this, I want to announce a few things. One, if you haven't already rated the show 5 stars, please leave us a 5-star rating. I say us as if there's anyone else working on this podcast. It is just me. I'm the late night editor, 1 in the morning, looking up music, chopping it up. Loving the process, though. So leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. I read those from time to time. Also, don't forget to share the show with a friend. I mean, my brother said something super sweet. He's like, you can't not listen to your show and not try to be a better person. And I'm like, damn, that's some dope stuff. Like, if that's the energy I'm putting out into the world, I want to keep doing this because that's some good energy that I need to remind myself of. But as always, I would love to see you at Joe Club Sessions, which is when we journal together as a global group. We're about to open up our membership again on February 15th, and I'm linking the waitlist in the show notes. Please sign up for the waitlist. You'll be the first to know when the membership doors open. We're doing 2 global retreats this year. Members are the first ones to know about it and will be preferred, honestly. Like, I don't think I'll be able to let people who are not Joe Club members into the retreat because we have so much demand. So you better join. And as a thank you gift for everybody on the internet, we put together a free 7-day life reboot prompt pack. So I started this concept of prompt packs, which are packs filled with prompts to guide you on a journey of thought. The life reboot prompt pack is 7 days of 7 curated questions for those transition moments in your life. When you know you need to hit the reset button, the control alt delete, my crazy old mind comes up with all types of questions. And there are questions that I ask myself as well to get to the core of what is going on. No matter what stage of life you're in, you never know when you need to hit that reboot button. We got you.
Kill the intro, sis.
You know she's not your average Joe, not your average Joe.
My nephew, Donovan, came over this weekend for a sleepover. I'm constantly thinking about the role I have in his life as his aunt, or as we started calling it, a bonus mom. You're so much like my mom, Chia, but you're not my mom. It's so weird, he says to me as we walk around the grocery store picking up ingredients to make guacamole, his favorite. Growing up, my siblings and I didn't have many relatives around, so it's hard for me to imagine what a bonus parent would have felt like. Like more nurture to catch you if you fall. This whole idea of the next generation is fascinating to me. Once upon a time, we were the children. Now the children look to us as if we know what we're doing. What's even more bizarre about entering your 30s and 40s is that somewhere along the way, you start having to take care of your parents and the kids. You sit in the middle of life's seesaw, trying your hardest to hold still, to not fall off the balance beam. I honestly think they should have given us more of a heads up while we were children, like a warning label. Growing up causes serious side effects. Enjoy your youth as long as possible. My mom jokes that I was always acting like her mom, even when I was a kid. Every year on Mother's Day, she buys me a gift as a thank you for treating her like a spoiled daughter. When the little ones ask me questions, I wonder how much of my answers will actually help shape their philosophy on life. How many of the lessons I'm trying to pass on to them about jelly beans being too sugary, or problems with preservatives, or why you need to drink water will actually stick? Beyond that, I'm wondering how much of our shared DNA will shine through in a positive way. I had a daunting thought the other day. Beware, it gets a little morbid. But my philosophy is there's nothing like the reminder of death to make you appreciate life. So here it goes. As the youngest sibling, if the timeline goes according to plan, I'll be the last one of my immediate family alive. Which, of course, is a devastating thought. The only thing that gave me a tiny glow of warmth was the fact I'd be there with the little ones, holding the torch for them until I eventually pass it on. The whole time traveling into the future can get scary quick, but it is also humbling and makes me appreciate the now. They're growing fast, and it's a reminder that we too are getting older. While patiently watching me edit our podcast, my nephew started squeezing the ends of my wild hair. "Does this hurt, Chichia?" Donnie asks curiously, wondering if I had feeling at the ends of my hair. I love his curious mind. I used to ask the same kinds of questions. "No, Booba, it doesn't hurt," using a nickname he's had since he was a baby. I keep typing away quickly. "I like how fast you type," he interrupts me before finding a white hair in his squeezing game. "Did you dye your hair white?" he asks, breaking my concentration. "No, Booba, that's stress. It happens as I get older," I respond, watching him grasp the fact that we all get older. The funny thing is that when I was a 10-year-old, asking similar kinds of questions, I could never imagine in a million years being an aunt to such an exceptional 10-year-old. The night ended in tears for all of us. It started with a tiny stuffed animal owl that quickly escalated to stories of grandma and how much we all miss her. Donnie, emotionally aware, locked himself away in the bathroom crying. When he finally came out, we had to explain the beauty and sadness when someone goes. That we're sad because they were special and we love them. It doesn't make this conveyor belt called life any easier, but at least it focuses on the good part of loss. Those who have love to lose are fortunate because they had love in the first place. Regardless, anytime I'm around my niece and nephews, I can't help but think about how they're the ones who will keep our family stories alive. They're the ones who will inherit our Christmas traditions, our Pizza Fridays, and memories of our hangouts in my living room. These moments will make up their history, their understanding of family, of siblings, of grandmas, of fun. Imagine how much history you've already made in the lives of family members you're closest to. While I'm not thrilled that time goes faster as we age, I can't deny loving being the auntie that cheers the little ones on every step of the way, and that I get little curious minds that remind me to look at life in awe every day. And that is it for the day. Thank you so much for listening. I can't talk about my family without getting emotional. And it's crazy too, because I've been thinking about how they will have this documentation of me talking about them when they were kids. It would have been nice if somebody did that for us. Like, my grandma was always recording us with the VHS tapes. So many of them were damaged, but the others I converted, and I'm so glad she did. So I'll document for them. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate it 5 stars and share it with a friend who just had a kid, who has a new niece, nephew. Let them know to document the beautiful memories with the little ones, because it's so rewarding. I love being an aunt so much. I remember when they were first born, I would have nightmares. When Donnie was first born, I started traveling, and I would have nightmares that he was a baby and had a beard and forgot who I was. This was a recurring nightmare, and I'm so glad he didn't forget who I was. And I would write him postcards wherever I was in the world before he could even read. I'm still saving them. I'm saving them for when he turns 18. Just to remind them that even when you're far, you can still think about them. Damn, I'm so sentimental. Well, I still have 10 more days to come up with random things to write and read to you. I hope you're enjoying it, and I hope you have an above average day, because you deserve it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, yo, come listen to my girl, man. What you doing?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.